There are so many ways to connect with God. And part of the way to connect with God is to pray, to speak to Him, to spend time with Him, or even through your creativity. In today's episode of Go Creator Go, I'm going to show you how we can activate our creativity and get closer to the Lord to do creative purpose in the earth. I'm Antoine Bean. This is Go Creator Go. Let's do it. Hello, everybody. Hello, hello. God bless every one of y'all. I am excited, Father, that you have blessed this show, another episode. And not only is this another episode, but this is a special episode. This is episode 11. Can you believe that, guys? 11. This is the start of the second season of Go Creator Go. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that amazing? I mean, the whole second season. I mean, this is just pretty cool. Man, it went by fast, but the journey wasn't slow at all. It was a journey that to me, it was just exciting, but it had its challenges. Don't get it twisted. There was a little warfare getting this thing going, but I don't regret a single moment of it. And God is good, and I just thank Him, and we're just going to keep this thing going. But this is episode 11, and this one is called Creative Activation. And the reason why this is called Creative Activation is because God really pulled on me about doing this particular episode for this week. And the original idea was that I was going to do kind of like a recap show. And I was going to do a thing where it was like, you know, talking about the best of this first season and kind of going over a few things. And God was like, I need you to activate the creativity of your subscribers, of these listeners. And I was like, okay, all right. So you got to be obedient. You know, the Bible says that the willing and the obedient inherit the good of the land. So I want to receive my inheritance, amen, but I want to be obedient, because the first concept of this, the first rule of this show and the idea of the show is to really activate creative people, Christian people, and to have them create for Christ, even people who are not church, to come to the Lord and to dedicate those gifts back to the Lord and change the world, you know? So that's the whole point of this show. So why not? And it's not ironic either that it's the first episode of the second season that we're doing this. So to me, there's a serious shift that's taking place with me and with this movement of Go Creator Go, and the things that He has put on deck for me to do in this next season, it blows me away. So I really pray that it touches your heart like it did mine when he told me about it. So I'm going to just get right into it here. There's no guest today. We're just going to get to work on this one, right? And really talk about the Lord and what He's doing in this particular season. I really believe that we are about to see, hear, experience, witness some of the most ingenuitive creators that we've ever seen in our lifetime in this particular season. Not because of what's going on in the world with the pandemic and everything like that, not because of the racial strife that's happening in our country, but simply because God wants it to happen. He is decreeing it to be so. We don't go on our emotions as believers. We don't go on our feelings. we don't even believe what we see, go things on what we see. We go things of what God says. We are under the order of a kingdom. You know, we honor and respect the law of the land, but our first commitment is to Christ and to the kingdom of God. Amen. So we go with what he says. Jesus said that I only do what I see my Father doing. Amen. So that's how we as believers should be. And that's how we should go with our lives as believers. So I want to go into this whole thing about activating your creativity. You know, we all have a gift. We all have a talent. We've talked about that. We've gone over that. We all possess something that can bring us success, bring us wealth or whatever. But we are not as creators. And I don't think I've ever heard anyone really talk about this or teach about this, but we don't go into the activation element of creativity for Christ. You know, we all have a gift, like I said, we all have abilities, but to activate that gift for the Lord is a whole nother thing. So how do we do that? You know, how do we come about that? You know, there, as I said in the intro, there are many ways to connect with God. And some of the things that we can connect with him are simple things that really we do every day. But if we do it unto the Lord, as the Bible says, do everything as unto the Lord. And when we do that unto the Lord, it changes the perspective of everything. And there are a couple of ways we're going to talk about this that we're going to address. Six particular things, and we're going to go over this starting right now. So connecting with God is, for a Christian, that is the primary goal. You know, Paul says to follow me as I follow Christ, right? So we should do as unto the Lord, and we should be like Jesus. You know, we should have, as Paul says, we should have the mind of Christ and the Spirit of God dwelling within us. Amen. So, here are a couple of things that we should do to connect with Christ and activate our creativity. You know, for by him all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, right? That's Colossians 1:16. And so there are many ways to connect with God, and some of these ideas, these simple ideas to creatively express praise, petition, adoration. As we pray, as we meditate on God's word, as we meditate on his goodness and faithfulness of what he's done in our life. And I've tend to do a lot of these things, particularly not just in my prayer and meditation time, but simply when I just need the Lord, when I need God's presence, when I need his, you know, his strength, right? Because the joy of the Lord is our strength, you know, being able to pull on him. You know, it's the idea that we don't need to sacrifice an animal or a goat or a sheep or anything like that. We can come before the throne boldly, right? It says that in Hebrews. We can come to the throne boldly. Why? Because he has broken the barrier. When Christ got on the cross and he sacrificed himself and bled for our sins, died for our sins, and then rose again after the third day. You know, the moment that he died, the Bible says that the curtain in the temple was ripped from top to bottom. So the dividing wall is gone. There's no need to go to a priest. There's no need to do sacrifices and shed the blood of animals. We don't need to do that anymore because Jesus was the sacrificial lamb who shed his blood for us. So we can come to him directly anytime that we want to, 3 a.m, 12 p.m, right now as you're listening to this. You can go to the Lord and say, Lord, activate my creativity. Help me strengthen my gift. Let me do my gift as unto you. Let me walk in this favor, God, that's for me, that you promised me. Because we do have promises of favor and blessing upon us. And I'm not just talking about prosperity. You know, prosperity has its place. Don't get me wrong. You know, we should live in abundance. There's no such thing as, it should not be a thing as a poor Christian. I don't care what people say. There should never be such a thing as a Christian that is literally begging and down and out. You know, David said, never have I seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging for bread. That is absolutely true. So, but that has its place. But I'm talking about the promises of the works of your hands being blessed, not just financially, but just everything that it does prospers for you. It does good things for you. It brings peace to you, joy to you, happiness to you. It brings favor in a good way, attention favor. You know, you may be in the company of great people and leaders simply because of a poem you wrote or a painting you drew or a song you sung. You know, you may not get a dime off of some of it, but you have access to things, right? You know, there's some people that write proposals and they get $1 million grants. They just simply submitted an idea. They activated their concept of what God put in their heart to do, and someone rewarded them for it, right? So that's the same kind of situation. Those are the same kind of promises. And they're not, like I said, they're not always rooted in finances. It can be rooted in access. It can be rooted in favor. It's rooted in Christ, but it can result in favor. It can result in a financial gift. It can result in a gift itself, a physical gift like a house, a blessing, or anything, just access, you know? And so that's what this activation, I believe, ultimately is for. So let's go into the first one. By now, if you've been listening for the last 10 episodes, if you've been listening, I'm more than sure that you know what your gift is, right? For me, and I'll use myself as an example. So with me, I have a couple of gifts, but one of my primary gifts is working in media. I have a media company called Triumph Media Works, praise God. And what we do is we do everything from business cards to billboards designing. We do everything from YouTube to IMAX. That is a true statement, like when it comes to film and video. I've been blessed to have my stuff featured and screened in movie theaters, and I've had stuff on the internet, on laptops, you know, in cell phones, etc. And when I found out what my gift was, I utilized that particular gift of media and gave it back to God. I said, God, I'm giving this gift back to you. As I give this gift back to you, you lead me and tell me exactly what do I need to do with what I have to honor you? Not to get anything back, but simply because I love the Lord. So that's the first thing. You have to have a pure heart. Your heart has to be right for the Lord, for him to use you. It can't be rooted in, I want to do this so I can get something back. I want to do this so I can get favor from people. No, you want to do it because you love God. That's a way to activate your faith, is by having a pure heart within you. You know, it's necessary for us as believers to have pure hearts, hearts that both carry and reflect the characteristics of Christ. Remember what I said earlier about we have the mind of Christ, but we need to have the heart of God. Love, peace, forgiveness, joy, compassion, wholeness, humility, and selflessness are just a few of the attributes of possessing a pure Christ-centered heart, you know? You know, David said, to create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. That is from Psalm 51, verse 10. And because we are born into sin, we struggle daily to keep our hearts in check. And it can be very challenging for a believer who desires to live right. You know, the Bible calls the heart deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it, right? That was in Jeremiah 17:9, right? So the world teaches that people should follow their hearts or their feelings. You know, there's a difference between following your heart in a spiritual context, and there's a difference between following your feelings. We're in a especially now in America, where everybody's wearing their feelings on their sleeve. You know, you can offend someone just by looking at them the wrong way. People are just itching for confrontation. You know, it's just everything's in their feeling. And that, to me, and that's my opinion, it's not rooted in God. It's not rooted in God when you're letting your feelings be your compass, your life compass. You should not be led by your feelings, because you can easily assume wrong of what the other person is feeling. Feelings are subjective. They constantly change. So for you to live a life based on how you feel emotionally, you're going to be highly disappointed. You're going to stay angry and upset, and you're going to be constantly up and down, up and down, up and down. You'll be unstable in all your ways. Amen. So that right there should shut all that down about living and being in your emotions. But the world tells you that, you know, do you, and, you know, this, go with your heart's desire, you know, literally going with how you feel, you know, when the pleasures of life are concerned. Even that is reflective in the Bible, because David went that way with his heart when he sinfully took Bathsheba, which was another man's wife. That's 2 Samuel 11. If you get a chance, read that chapter. But David was in his feelings, and they weren't the right feelings either, when he looked upon that woman and said, you know, I'm going to hook up with her. And she was a married woman, and he got called out by the prophet Nathan, who was basically like, no, like you sin, like that's wrong. He did that out of his feelings of lust, feelings of passion. I have to have what I want when I want it. You know, I want her in my life. And that was out of order. So we also follow the lust of our hearts when we sin, going on our own instinct instead of listening to godly instruction. Listening to godly instruction also activates our creativity. When we are under the leading of God, and whether it be in our prayer time, whether it be in our alone time, meditation time, or even just having an open heart to receive instruction from God, that is when we are able to receive godly instruction, and he can activate something in us to create. Which leads me into the next thing. Use what you have that you can utilize for your gift. For example, like I said, with me, media is one of my things. So to do media, especially video and photography, I have to have a camera. So you got to have that to utilize media. So use your camera. So I take photos, I do videos, capturing the beauty of the world, capturing the beauty of people, capturing the beauty of a story or an element that I'm trying to convey. And 9 times out of 10, that's always led by the Holy Ghost. For example, I film weddings from time to time. And I love weddings because to me, they reflect God's love for us. And that's really what a wedding is. It's symbolic of the bride being the church, marrying the husband, the bridegroom, which is Christ, right? So I love capturing that moment because to me, when I see a wedding, I see that scenario play out in my head of Christ and the church. So what is the best way that I can make this as beautiful as possible? And I tell different stories with different people, but the same concept, and the concept is love. And so I use my camera to do that and to activate that creativity in me, touching the hearts of others when they see it, right? So people, when they look at it, they cry, they get emotional, and they'll say, praise God. And these are people who a lot of times are unchurched, and they see this and they be like, oh, that was such a blessing. And they're speaking God, and they normally don't, you know, they're moved in heart. They feel God's presence on it. Their love for Christ is activated. Why? Because my creativity had been activated by submitting my gift and the tools that I use unto the Lord. So that's what you should do with your gift. A third thing is use a pen and paper. Writing is something that we do less and less in our daily lives because of technology, right? But we should take the time to slow down and literally write awesome ways to create a better prayer life, to create more ideas in our vision of what we've been given, and just ideas of what you desire to do. You know, vision boards were at one time, I don't know, people don't really talk about vision boards a whole lot to me. I don't hear too many people talk about vision boards anymore, but a vision board is to me such a biblical ideal. You know, Habakkuk 2 says to write the vision and to make it plain so that a herald may run with it on tablets. So it manifests and it makes it more real when you write something down. Before I recorded this show, this episode, the Lord had me literally write down things that were in my heart that I wanted to do. that I want to make manifest. I have a vision board from 2012 that I found right before I met my wife. No, right after, I beg your pardon, I met my wife, Rashada, and it was one of the first things that we did together. And we weren't even a couple then. We were just friends. And she encouraged me to make a vision board because I would say all these things that I desired to do. And she basically told me the same thing that I'm telling you, is that you got to give God something to work with. That to me just blessed my socks off. You know, you got to give God something to work with. If there's nothing visual or nothing written, and it's just in your mind, it's just in your head, then it just stays literally there in your head. It has to come out of you. It has to be birthed out of you. Imagine a woman who's pregnant for 12 months. I don't know if you caught that. You know, a baby doesn't stay in there longer than 9. And 9 is the maximum. Imagine a baby that's in there, a baby that's in there for 12 months. You know, okay, I guess I can go ahead and let the baby out. A year, a whole year? Really? That baby is not just done. That baby's done. That baby's fully cooked and matured and ready to go, you know. But it's ridiculous to think that, you know. How can a baby, why would you keep a baby 3 more months after it's supposed to be born? That's exactly how God sees when he gives you an idea. And he gave it to you in 2008. And here we are in 2020. You see? Now, there's some ideas that take time to mature. Don't get me wrong. He may have gave it to you in 2000. I have an idea myself that he birthed in me in 2008. And that idea has not manifested yet because it's a big one. And it's going to take time to do that. But I have to be consistent. I have to keep writing stuff down. I have to keep being consistent and believing that God will do it and fulfill it. And he would not, I'm going to say this to you too, a little inside information. He would not give you an idea and keep picking at that idea if he did not plan to use you to birth that idea. He would not give you an idea and keep adding to that idea if it was not meant to be released. That idea he's been given, I'm not going to release it now, but you will be seeing it in a little while because it's almost time for it to mature and come forth. But he would not give me that idea. That idea is literally 12 years old. I remember the day he gave it to me. He gave it to me in February of 2008. I'm still picking at that thing because it's huge. Every now and then he'll give me something on it and add more to it and add more to it and add more to it. Now I'm starting to feel that idea starting to manifest and take shape. Like it's time to get ready to get this thing going and get it out. Same thing with you. Now, all ideas aren't like that though. It may be an idea where he says, okay, I need you to do a podcast. That's how this idea came about. He told me at the beginning of March about this podcast. Like, you need to put this podcast out. You need to put this podcast out and come up with this and do this and write this and say this. And I procrastinated. I'm not going to lie to you. I procrastinated, took my time. And then when the quarantine hit, the first lockdown happened, he was like, you have the time. And I literally birthed that thing out. I literally birthed that out. And here we are 11 episodes later doing what God told me to do. So some ideas don't take as long to mature. Some activations only take a moment and you're ready to go. You know, we all know people that literally get something and run with it. That's an activation. You have done that on several things. You get an idea, you come up with a concept. It may be baking cookies or making a t-shirt or, you know, doing a marathon or 5K or something. And you go right to it. Want to lose weight, go to the gym. You go right to it and you get fruit from it. And you get success from it. Same thing here with activating your creativity. So you get your heart right. That's the first one. Second one is use something that your gift needs and use it for the purpose of what God wants you to do with it on a higher level. And then writing things down in vision boards. Here's another thing. Use your phone. I know that sounds crazy, but it's true. Use your phone. We use our phones every day. We use our phones every day. Get creative and use yours to spark creative ideas to activate your gift. It doesn't always mean taking pictures either. our phones are small computers. I remember going to my cell phone provider when I got this phone that I have now. I have an iPhone. And then he just went into this whole spiel about, oh, the phone does this, the phone does that, and the phone does this. And he was just going on and on about it. And I was like, hold on a minute. Why are you telling me all this? And he and he said something that I will never forget. It really blessed me. He said, this phone does so many things, and people barely even scratch the surface of what this phone can do. And I'm telling you this because I hope that you use this phone to its potential. That really touched my spirit because I was like, wow, is that how we do in life? Do we utilize only so much in our lives to where we only get the maximum potential? How many people that are older that you know who says, man, if I wish I should have did this, could have did that. If I would have did this, if I knew what I know now. But the thing is, we always had access to certain privies in our life, or certain blessings in our life, but we never really utilized them the way that we should. And then sometimes that stuff gets taken away. You know, just like Job said, the Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away. So you don't want to be a person of regret, right? You don't want to be a person that walks in, man, I should have did that, and you didn't. So that's what I believe that whole thing is. You know, the having something that we know could do so much, but we only use just a little bit of its potential. That's how it is with our cell phones and with life. But we want to reverse that, amen, and utilize what we have to its maximum potential, right? So that's the fourth thing. So use your phone. The next thing, the fifth thing, is use your skills. Use what you know in a unique, creative ways. So we're all creative in different ways. We have different facets of our creativity. If, you know, you need to take the time to pray and ask the Lord, what is it that makes your skills so different and so unique? When you do that, and then you get insight from your circle of people around you that you trust and are close to, like your family, your friends, your wife, your girlfriend, your husband, you know, maybe even your pastor, your leader, your prayer partner, you know what I'm saying? Your intercessor, you know, things like that. You know, people will be honest with you, because there are people that are called to see the potential in you, and they pour into your lives because God has given them vision about your life. And so they want to pour what they know into you because they know that it's good ground that they're sowing in. Right. So you want to know these things. What is it about me? And what is it about these gifts that make me unique? How do I stand out? Yeah, a lot of people can take pictures. A lot of people can do video. True enough. But nobody can do it like me. And I'm not being braggadocious, but they can't. They don't see from the perspective that I film. They don't hear in the way of audio that I hear. Right. So we're different. You know, I don't film like Spike Lee. Spike Lee is amazing. He's an amazing director. But I'm Antoine Bean. I'm different. I see my visual aesthetic is different from Spike Lee. You know what I'm saying? So I can hold my own in a different way. Right. So with you, it may be you may have a T-shirt line. Your T-shirt line. There are a billion T-shirt lines out there. Yeah, but your T-shirt line is totally different. It's completely cool. Yeah, utilize that. Ask around. Ask God first, though. Seek him first. You know, the Bible says when we seek him and his righteousness first in all things, then we are blessed with everything we can ask for. I'm paraphrasing. But seek thee first. Matthew 6:33. Seek the kingdom of God first. He will give you direction, but he will show you what he planted in you to make your gift so different and unique. And here's the last thing. Here's the final thing. Our words, what we say. We have to speak the things that God says to us. We have to speak those words. We have to speak positivity. We have to speak good things and bless things. We have to speak those things that are not as though they are, right? That's in Romans. And we have to look at our gifts and see how we see it the way that God sees it. So when we see those things that God sees, then we can say those things that God says. And how to do that is through his word. We speak his word to us, because God's words are, his promises are yes and amen. His plans for us are good and not to harm us. Plans for our future, right? So we want to say those things that God will do for us. We speak his promises. We speak his blessing. We speak his favor. We speak his undeniable love to us. We speak those things. We say the things that God says concerning us, because he's the author and the finisher of our faith. You know, we want to have a pure heart, which is, like I said, the first thing. Second thing, we want to utilize what we have that can that goes along with our gift and make it work for God and work for us. We want to write and do vision boards and make the vision plain. We want to use our phones, not just for selfies, for the purpose of our vision that he has given us, and utilize that. We want to ask God to reveal to us how our skills are unique and how we can use them in a unique way. And we have to speak God's word over our lives. Again, I want to thank you guys so much for supporting Go Creator Go, for subscribing. Please spread the message about this podcast, because we have some amazing things coming up and some amazing people. When you hear about who's going to be on season two, man, it's got, these interviews that I have are going to blow your mind. They're going to be really cool. And the information is just through the roof on the things that God is really opening the door for us to do in this second season. So I want to thank you guys so much for supporting us, for being with us through this journey so far. Episode 11, y'all, this is the second season. Man, I cannot stress enough how much I thank God for you guys. It is really, really cool. And this whole journey so far has just blown my mind. It is just totally taking me, man, out of here. Yeah, it's just amazing. So I want to take this time right now before we go, and I want to ask one question, and that is, have you rededicated your life to Christ? It is essential that you do this. When you look around and you see the times that we're in, and you see the world that is becoming the way it is become, especially in the last couple of months, it really gives you a place of reflection and self. And I pray it does. It should give you a idea of reflection and look deep in yourself and see who you are and ask yourself, am I really living for Christ? Am I really living for God? If you are wondering about this, if you are on the fence about this, or you're not sure, I think it's time to rededicate yourself. And it's always good to do a heart check, to do a check of where you stand in your heart spiritually and where you stand in your heart with Christ. I think that there are two kinds of people in the world, my opinion. There are people who are seeking answers and they just can't find, they're really trying to find God in this thing, or they're really trying to get an understanding of this thing called life. Or there are people who know God, but they want to grow closer to him. They want to really, really bond and have relationship. They're always seeking to go higher in him. If you're one of those people that's looking for answers, God is the answer. Jesus Christ is your answer. So I want to pray for you, and I want you to hear this prayer, and I want you to hopefully receive it and dedicate yourself back to the Lord. So, Father, I thank you for the brother or sister who's listening to this message, who has been listening to episodes, who has been hearing messages on YouTube, who has been hearing messages through their friends, even checking out a couple of virtual churches during the pandemic, that they are wanting answers from you and they want to grow closer to you. Father, I thank you that you are touching their hearts, Father, and pulling them closer to you as they seek you for words of encouragement, words of hope, and words of comfort. I ask, Father, that you give them the answers that they seek. I thank you, God, that you are, Father, reaching your hand out to them, and they in turn are reaching back to you, and they're saying yes. Father, we thank you, God, that your word says that when a person comes back to you, that all of heaven rejoices. I thank you, Lord, that in their heart, they're rejoicing that they have finally found what they were looking for, which is you. You are the answer to all of our questions, Jesus. You are the answers to all of our needs. You are our provider, our redeemer, our healer. Your word says that you are a strong tower, and the righteous run in and they are saved. Father, save your people. Bless these people who seek you. Your word says that when we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things will be given unto us, added unto us. Well, what are those things? Peace, joy, understanding, favor, blessing, love, hope. You, Jesus Christ, our Lord, the risen Savior. We thank you, God, that you are for us and not against us, that you are on our side and you are on their side. They are yours. Father, thank you, Jesus, that they have said yes to you and that, Father, you, Father, speak to them and turn their situations around for them and activate, Father, their gifts. And Lord, I speak to everyone who's listening on this podcast now, that their gifts be activated, that their visions be stirred, that their hearts be open, that any situation that they need, Father, that you bless it, that you bless the works of their hands, that you bless those visions and ideas, that you open doors that no man can shut for them, and that you close doors for them, God, that try to block or hinder them. I cancel any demonic assignment that tries to come up against them because of their yes to you. Father, I thank you, Father, and please Psalm 91 over their lives for angelic protection. And I ask those angels, Father, that you have assigned to them to, Father, go out and bring provision from them from every direction. Awaken in them, Father, a hunger and a spirit of thirst for you. And a drive, Father, to be not just successful, but to be blessed. Not just to be blessed, but to be happy in you. Because the joy of the Lord is their strength. And you will provide all their needs according to their riches, your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I thank you, God, that you, Father, are showing them direction, giving them wisdom, giving them understanding, partnering them with divine connections, increasing their storehouses, building their finances, and leveling their faith to go higher. I thank you, God, that you are, Father, blessing them in every area of their lives, that you're restoring their families, restoring their community, restoring their vision, restoring their faith, that you, Father, are walking with them every step of this journey that they're on in life, and that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. And I bind any hindrance or any type of delay that tries to come upon them from them trying to accomplish their goals. Let those books be released. Those songs be committed to and written and done. Those screenplays written and finished. Those movies released. Let those businesses be started and successful. Let those t-shirt companies come out and do well. Father, cover them jewelry companies, Father, the candle companies. Bless those podcasts to be launched. Bless those hair salons to be opened. Bless those concepts to be drafted out and released to the world and bring success to them. But more importantly, to make your kingdom famous. Father, thank you, God. Thank you, Father, that you're using these mighty men and women of valor, mighty men and women of God, to, Father, move your kingdom forward. Thank you, Jesus, for blessing them and keeping them. And I ask for divine protection for them, for all of us. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. God bless y'all. I love you guys so much, and I thank God for you. Remember, you have purpose as a creative, and God wants to make use of it to not only be a blessing for you, but to help move his kingdom forward through you. I'm Antoine Bean. That was Go Creator Go. God bless y'all. Go Creator Go was created at the Triumph Media Works Studios in Memphis, Tennessee. For more information on Triumph Media Works Studios and how you can become a podcaster yourself, hit us up at www.triumphmediaworks.com and follow Go Creator Go on social media, on Twitter at GCreatorG and at Go Creator Go on Facebook and Instagram. See you next time. Be blessed.